Cairo, Seattle.
It's time to get schooled with a professor, John Clayton.
Welcome to Schooled with a Professor, and the topic today is running backs in the National Football League. And joining us right now, the recently retired Justin Forsett, who I would imagine is really enjoying retirement. A little bit of a surprise that you picked this year to do it, but what's the best part of being retired as a National Football League player?
The best part is not being tackled by 300-pound men on the daily.
Yeah, because when you look back, I mean, how do you survive that type of pounding?
Oh, man, lots of ice and lots of prayer. Just taking care of my body throughout those 9 years and make sure I was putting the right things in and training hard.
Because that's the one thing. I mean, you talk about 9 years, but, I mean, when was the first time that you tried running back as a football player? I mean, how young were you?
I was 7 years old.
So from the age of seven, all you've been able to do is, you know, escape people but also get hit by bigger people.
Exactly. 25 years worth.
Oh, that's amazing. Hey, before we get started talking about running backs, kind of the where the trends are and all those things, you got something good going, because I know with all the things that are going on in Texas, particularly around Houston with the rain, the 51-inch rain, and I know you're working on something right now to try to help the people down there, because this is going to be a long process and they're going to need as much help, and it looks like you and others are willing to work and help.
Yeah, definitely. Houston is a special place in my heart, man. Houston was a lifeline for me in my career after I left Seattle, going down to play for the Houston Texans for that year. I had my firstborn son there, and it's an amazing place, an amazing community, and they were a lifeline for me, and I want to, it's the least I could do is go back and serve them in their time of need. So I'm gathering a group of players right now. We're going to go out and we're going to donate to them. We're going to find out, we're going to let things play out a little bit and find out specific needs that they may have down in the community right now, whether it be diapers, you know, hygiene products, whatnot. I know my company, Shower Pill, will be donating product and partnering with some organizations to go down and help. So that's in my heart now. We're going to try to get that done.
How devastating are the stories you're hearing from down there?
Man, it's crazy, man. I heard a story today where they found a mom with her baby. The baby was clinging on to her while the mom was passed away, floating down the highway or down the road somewhere. And you know, stories like that, you know, when lives are being lost and, you know, you're losing mothers and, you know, family members are being taken away. It's a tough situation, man. It's a tragedy. And, my heart goes out to the city for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, I mean, pretty much being kind of a West Coast guy and making that move to Houston, I mean, it was a special time for you in your career, but it also seems like it was also special just in relating to an area.
Yeah, definitely, man. That community is tight knit, man. They love their football and their sports team down there. I actually went to high school here in Texas.
Okay.
For 2 years before I went out to UC Berkeley. So it's a special place, man. I'm actually going to go in a few weeks. I'm going to try to go down there and serve the community and volunteer and see what I can do, to help the process of recovery.
That's fantastic. All right, let's talk running backs. And since you got into the game, how much have you seen a change for running backs, particularly in the National Football League?
You definitely, you see more our running backs by committee. You see more one-two punches. I feel now. You see the more versatility from players collectively. I mean, there was always guys like Marshall Faulk that was very versatile, but now I see you got a whole bunch of guys out there that can, you know, do a little bit of everything, and it's exciting to see, the players that, you know, like a Le'Veon and David Johnson on Arizona.
Is it almost a need for a different type of back now than when you came in the 9 years?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the whole versatility part, man, if you're just a one-dimensional guy, man, it's hard for you to get on that football field, especially if you see a guy like a short yardage back or somebody that's kind of one-dimensional. It's really hard and tough to get on the field. You got to be on there for first, second, and third down if your number is called upon, because that's where you're going to get your touches.
When did that really start to change?
I mean, even when you started seeing a slow transition when I came in the league in 2008, but there was still, when I got into Seattle, there was still, you know, we had Julius Jones, we had Maurice Morris, and, you know, TJ Duckett, and you know, Edgerrin James was down in Arizona, and, you know, Frank Gore was holding it down in San Fran. So you still had, like, those power workhorse running backs. But, you know, I began to see the shift, you know, maybe a year or so after my entry into the league. And, you know, guys were, you know, you start seeing more of those, you know, 1-2 punch. I think New York, you know, really kind of really started the trend of, you know, the committee backs with the whole earth, wind, and fire backfield that they had.
Yeah, because I remember when you go back in the early 2000s that, I mean, you had maybe 15, oh, maybe a lot of backs that would have 320-plus carries, where now, I mean, you're lucky to have one running back who's going to get 20 carries a game and go 16 weeks. I mean, it's changed that dramatically. In fact, like last year, I think there was only 13 1,000-yard runners, where before, I mean, you would have 19 to 22. I mean, it just seems now that you know, so much is being taken away from that workhorse type of back.
Yeah, man, it's tough to see those carries like you used to. That's why it's important for you to have that versatility, man. If you're not going to get it carrying the ball, you got to get it from the backfield, getting screens, being able to split out wide, and you know, doing some of those sort, those things like a Le'Veon.
Yeah, how good is Le'Veon Bell, and how good is David Johnson?
Oh man, they're special players, man. Just because they do it all, they can be on the field at all times. They're not only good runners and catchers, but they can block, and they're willing to put their nose up there and in the line of scrimmage, and you know, line up an A gap and you know, stuff linebackers. So that versatility, you know, especially for young guys, you know, coming in the league, you don't really see it too often. So these guys are ahead of the game.
It's kind of interesting because, I mean, again, you were that versatile type of back who can catch the ball and run the ball and, you know, seem to fit so well. I mean, you weren't the biggest guy, but you were the elusive guy. Mm-hmm. And so how much does that translate into the game now?
It's a big part of it, man. Being able to catch the ball, make people miss, be elusive and versatile is important, man. It's something that for guys like me that may not fit the bill, you know, by industry standards. If you want to get on the field, you got to show your versatility, whether that's catching, running, blocking, returning, whatever it is. Those things are going to be able to keep you and help you have longevity in this game.
How would you, because it's funny, because, you know, 2008, and you bring that up, and I think that's perfect, because, you know, I started charting it, and very few, right now I don't think there's been any back that's come in here since 2008 that's been able to get 10,000 yards. I mean, you certainly have Adrian Peterson from the year before. You know, Marshawn Lynch is on the verge of doing it. Matt Forte is on the verge of doing it. But it just seems that the way things have been taken away from the backs, it's like, you know, those 10,000-yard backs now are so rare.
Yeah, man, it's hard to come by, man, especially when, you know, teams are passing a lot more. You know, it's just tough. It's tough to come by when you're seeing those special guys that, you know, I think, Zeke, if he keeps going on, you know, the way he did last year, you know, he may be one of those guys to be able to have some of those numbers, but those guys are few and far between now.
What's it going to take for backs to become workhorses again? Because then one thing we've seen is that not only has it affect the number of carries, but it's also affect the paydays of the guys. Because, I mean, what the highest paid mm-hmm. running back, you know, except for Le'Veon Bell, is on a franchise tag is, you know, $8.25 million. And that's dropped down from 14 when Adrian Peterson had a deal.
I think it's going to come back around. It's just only a matter of time. I think it all comes back full circle. You know, but just right now, it is what it is. And, you know, guys are, you know, heavy. I mean, these quarterbacks are getting paid a lot of money to throw the football. You know, our time will come. And those special guys, that's why I'm rooting for a guy like Le'Veon to go ahead and get that big payday. And, you know, and make a statement for the backs.
He had an interesting thing that he did. He came back and he says, you know what? I caught 75 passes on 12 games last year. I should be paid like a wide receiver. And of course, you know, his teammate, Antonio Brown's the highest paid wide receiver at $17 million. And so he said, me being the top back and me being a pass catcher, I should get $16 million to $17 million a year. Unfortunately, that was shot down immediately. So it looks like he's going to mm-hmm. come in a couple of days, sign the tender at $12.12 million, which still is not a bad payday.
Right. It's not a bad payday, but I love what he's doing. I mean, he knows his worth and his value to that team. And I think everyone outside has seen his production for that team for the last couple of years. He deserves the pay that he gets. And hopefully they'll come back around and they'll work things out where he can get that big payday. But he just got to go out there and show it again one more year.
Do you have an adjustable rate mortgage that is about to increase? Or first and second mortgage that you would like to combine into one? Low mortgage payment? Hey, give Keel Mortgage a call today. They are local, friendly, and have been serving families up and down the West Coast for over three decades. With interest rates forecasted to rise, the best time to explore your options is now. It starts with a phone call to 1-888-778-KIEL or online at keelmortgage.com. That's Keel Mortgage, 888-778-KIEL. They can help. CL 53969. How excited are you to see Marshawn Lynch back in the game, your former teammate?
Oh, man, it's awesome to see him, man. I actually got a chance to see him a couple days ago when they played the Cowboys out here in Texas, and I spoke at chapel, so it was good to see him, man. He looks very, very lean. He reminds me of what he looked like when he was in college, man. He looks really good. Looks like he's in shape, and I'm excited to see him back.
Yeah. Well, how do you think he's going to do? Is there some number that you can assess that he might be able to do for yardage? I mean, because it's tough when you retire and then try to come back, and he kind of had that late start in figuring out his retirement.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a number in mind for him, but, I mean, this guy's been a freak of nature since I met him in college as a freshman. And I don't think there's anything that he can't do once he put his mind to it on that football field. So I think the sky's the limit for him. I think they have a great team. I think they have some offensive weapons that they can use around him. Even in the backfield, man, those two young guys that they have are special as well. So he won't have to take the brunt of the load. But I think he's going to do some special numbers this year.
Did you think he was ever going to come back?
I didn't, honestly. I didn't think he would come back. I knew he at his time up in Seattle, he had some injuries at the end of his career, so up there. So I was kind of thinking that he was done, but he surprised us all.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, when you look in the type, because again, he's different than just about any back. How would you kind of, was there anybody you can compare him to? I mean, I would have to go back and almost into the 1970s. Back in the 70s, you know, whether it was Earl Campbell, Franco Harris, John Riggins, you know, the running back of choice, I guess, was almost that big, almost fullback type of guy. And, you know, with Marshawn, yeah, he was so elusive with his feet and so quick, but also so powerful.
Yeah, man, it's hard to peg him, man. He's special, man, because, you know, he has that size. Like you said, he's big. But he's so elusive. I mean, he can do so many things. He has great hands out of the backfield. I mean, he can line up and throw the ball, too, if you want him to. So he does it all, man. It's harder. I guess he's starting his own category, man, the beast mode category.
What was he like as a teammate?
Oh, he was great, man. He loves his teammates. Give you the shirt off his back. He's always having fun, always a positive energy to be around. I know for me, he always encouraged me, you know, just not to be too serious out there, man. Just have fun and enjoy the moment. So that's the kind of personality he has and the kind of person he is.
But also, I mean, you and, you know, Leon Washington and some of the other backs, Michael Robinson, I mean, you made it easier for him and, you know, kind of made that kind of a nice family type of environment for the backfield and the backfield room.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. You know, when we had our group there, man, it was a special group. We weren't able to stay together too long, but it was definitely a good group to be around and kind of feed off each other on the field and off the field. It's definitely a family vibe for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, I mean, it was so successful on that. And again, it's great to see him back. Okay, so now with the variety of running backs, I mean, you break them down into different type of categories. I mean, like, for example, you know, you have Marshawn and Eddie Lacy as kind of the power backs. You have the elusive backs. I mean, how many different type of backs are there now in the National Football League?
Man, There's many kind, man. You always got your big power back, you got your third down back, you know, you got your all around back like a Le'Veon and David Johnson. You got your scat backs. You know, there's many different categories that people can fit into. But like I said earlier, man, the more you can do, the longer you can stay. You know, having that versatility and longevity is important. But it's good to see different guys being used in different scenarios and, you know, making the running back position look good.
That's great. Now, of course, I know that, you know, you look at the backs and, of course, you know, you'll look at Marshawn kind of sneaking out of the locker room. And I got to ask you the success as it's going right now for your company and the shower pill. Tell me how that's going.
It's going great, man. We got some big partnerships lined up with some retail shops across the country. We're doing great on Amazon. We're on. We got a good partnership with Strava, the fitness app. We've been growing like crazy, doing some partnerships with Essential Airline here shortly, and it's growing. And some of the humanitarian stuff that we're doing with the United Way and Salvation Army, especially for the stuff going on down in Houston and the stuff that we did in Flint, Michigan for the water crisis. It's been awesome to see the growth and the impact that we're having.
And tell everybody, I mean, what got you started in this, and what was the idea, and how did you develop it?
Oh man, it was me and my two college teammates. We knew that there was a need after workouts. Man, there was many times after a practice or a workout or training, we didn't have time to get immediately in the shower. We had to take deferred showers, and we'll be in meetings, and we were stinking, and there was no hygiene solution for those moments when we were on the go and we need to freshen up. And we came up with this shower and a wipe, somewhere you can take everywhere, be able to wipe down and clean up until you get to a shower. It really took off, man, and we realized that it's not only for athletes, but for people that go camping, hiking, what are you commuting to work on your bicycle, anywhere. I mean, there's different use cases doing stuff with the military, so there's needs everywhere for it, and people can go get us now on sharpill.com or Amazon.
Okay, repeat that now. How can everybody get that?
You can go to sharpill.com or Amazon.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad that's working well, and I'm glad it's working for you. Still, no, you're not going to pull Marshawn on us and come on back in the National Football League?
No, I'm just leaving the gym right now, and I'm enjoying not being hit by 300-pound men, just being tackled by my kids now, so I won't be coming back.
Okay, well, Justin, I mean, you've been a great success story on the field, a great success story off the field. Congratulations for you, and thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
And that does it for this week's podcast. In between episodes, you can follow me on Twitter at ClaytonESPN. If you enjoy these weekly one-on-one conversations, consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to the show. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Schooled with a Professor.